You're waking up with Nat and Drew on Z95.3.
That's Avril Lavigne, Complicated, newly engaged. Avril Lavigne just got engaged earlier this week. 827.
Who did she get engaged to?
Derek Whibley, lead singer of Sum 41.
Really?
Yeah.
So a musician marries a musician.
Go figure.
What kind of kid do you think they'll have?
A musician. No.
A little one?
A small one.
Yes. Yeah. Very pocket size.
Tiny.
Fisher-Price instruments.
Right.
Joining us this morning, we have Kevin Smith. He's a director, producer, executive producer, and actor as well. You're actually in town filming Catch and Release with Jennifer Garner.
I am. I'm in town acting in a movie, which is kind of strange.
Well, what's that? Yeah, because certainly you made your name in directing. How did the acting thing start around? Because you did an episode of Degrassi recently, too.
I did three episodes of Degrassi, sir. Three.
Three?
Yes, that's how pimp I am. Three long episodes of Degrassi. I don't know. I mean, in all the movies I've directed, with the exception of one, I've acted. But if you consider making
Silent
goofy
Bob.
Faces acting, really, and not having much to say, it doesn't take much talent. But I don't know, this thing just kind of came out of nowhere, so I was like, I'm going to try it out, see what it's like.
And a chance to work with Jennifer Garner. Do you have many scenes together?
I have a bunch of scenes with Jen as well, yeah.
We assume you've gotten to know her rather well in recent months.
I have, probably more so than I did before. The first time I'd met her, we were on this TV show, Dinner for Five, that Jon Favreau hosts. I don't know if it airs up here, but it airs down on the IFC channel in the States. And I was picking at Affleck, making fun of Ben, and she threatened to kick my ass.
Was this when they were already dating or just friends?
No, they were just friends.
Oh, okay.
Just quote-unquote
friends.
Yes.
Special friends. We love that kind.
Best friends with benefits, I think, the Alanis Morissette line. Yeah,
exactly.
She looks, though, and, you know, what the heck do we know, but she does look like one of those people that is just so sweet. Like,
yeah,
I don't know if it's the dimples or if it's,
yeah. She's really nice. She's, she's Southern. So
yeah.
She's very nice.
Now, in your opinion, do they make a good couple? Because you're, of course, really good friends with Ben.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, two pretty people. Jeez, how hard is that to figure out?
So they'll have a pretty baby.
Very pretty kid. Yeah, they seem to get along quite nicely.
Now, we have to say about you, this what we found really interesting was that yesterday when we were talking about you coming on the show, a lot of famous people, they have the entourage, they have the publicists, and they deal back and forth with our producer and
the
stuff.
The famous people.
Yes. And you're famous. You're very well known. And you are.
That's the difference. I'm not famous.
No, well, this is the thing with Kevin. He's calling up our producer, and you did some of the arrangements yourself. You're like, yeah, I can come in.
Totally. Why have somebody to handle that? You know, just kind of, it's a phone call. Dude left his number, so I'm like, well, I can call this guy.
Really?
And he was sweet enough to leave the cell so I could call him after hours because we were shooting last night and I didn't get home until like late. So I was like, all right, I'll give Chad a call.
See, he wasn't sure whether you were shooting or at like the casino.
All right, that would be next. I'm going to hit that on the way home. I saw it on the way out. I was like, River Rock, here I come. Do some poker at 10 in the morning, see what that's like.
There will be people there. You will be not. You will, not, you will not be alone.
I'm certain of it, man. I'm certain there are dudes, rounders and grinders have been up all night.
So you're actually, even though you maybe the size of the paycheck for the movie gigs aren't as big as as your buddy Ben's are, but if you don't have to pay all the people to return the other phone calls, you're probably seeing more cash at the end of the day.
I do. I save a lot of cash doing that. I save a lot of cash. I'm married, so I don't put out on hookers quite a bit. Not a drug guy, so
nice.
I save money there. Yeah,
yeah.
So there's, you know, a few nickels add up, you know what I'm saying?
Right on.
You also, you have a little girl, and we're going to talk about a little bit about your family as well, just that they're up with you in Vancouver while you're here.
They are. Everyone's up in Vancouver, and for the love of God, tell me what this province, what British Columbia did to God to make God so angry as to rain down hellfire on you every morning. It's just rainy. How do people not put a bullet in your head?
We got it. We got really arrogant and very cocky because we had a good winter. And as you know, I mean, you know a lot about Canada. We make fun of the rest of the country. Like, look at our winter. It's 10 degrees and it's sunny.
And then punishment.
Yeah,
pride goeth before the fall.
Something happened with all the cloud cover. It's God's way of saying, I don't want to know.
It's
I don't want to see them.
It is so horrible. Unbelievable. It's very green and lush, but good Lord, how does anyone wake up and not just be like, I'm gonna take a bottle of pills? Every morning I get up, I'm like, I got no reason to live. The sun has stopped shining.
Kev, can you hang around for a little bit?
I can totally.
Excellent. Kevin Smith joining us in studio. It starts by Thursday. More with Kevin Smith, star of Catch and Release, in his Q&A session up at the Vogue Theater. Well, down at the Vogue Theater on Granville Street's coming up on July 9th. We'll have some more information on that for you after 8:30. It's now 8:31.
People who saw it were stunned. A man's legs were severed yesterday when he jumped in front of a train near the West Coast Express platform at Port Haney. And did you think
like Kevin does, that June was just a little tad gloomy. Well, if today's sunshine doesn't materialize, we could set a record for the darkest June ever.
Don't tell him.
With only, for the love of God, have you heard him a second
ago? That's why that dude threw himself under the train at Port Haney. Because of this weather. I don't blame him. I'm next.
8:43, we're Nat and Drew, and it is wet. The good news is it's not going to be wet for the entire long weekend.
No, we will have some sunny breaks. Kevin Smith, we will have some sunny breaks.
Explain Canada Day. What is this exactly?
It's like your 4th of July, minus the gunfights.
Is that it?
Pretty much.
So basically a peaceful kind of holiday? Let's celebrate without killing anybody?
Yeah.
Right on.
It's a new crazy concept.
But isn't every day Canada Day up here, really? To tell you the truth.
Well, you're wearing the red.
I am wearing. It's the red, as they say, for Canada Day weekend. It's tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow's the big birthday.
So it's about barbecues and stuff like that.
A lot of beer
getting loaded, stuff like that.
Sounds like a good time.
That's Canada Day. That's always been Canada Day to me, and I've only known about it for the last 10 minutes.
Kevin Smith is with us this morning. He is the writer, director of 6 movies. He's also executive producer, a producer of many, and an actor in the new Catch and Release, which is currently being filmed right here in Vancouver. And so this is your first major speaking part.
This is. I'm proud of the Degrassi stuff, because that, although I was only playing myself, which isn't much of a stretch, you know, I was literally playing Kevin Smith, the director on the show. So that wasn't much of a stretch. Here I played a different guy.
Yeah.
Who sounds exactly like me and talks exactly like the Kevin Smith on the Degrassi episodes. So, yeah, I'm good. If you need me to play me or close to me, I'm very good.
You know what? Kevin Costner made a career out of it.
That's true. He plays himself over and so does Nicholson, right? And Clint Eastwood always seems to play himself, no matter what. If he's in space or if he's a cowboy, he's always playing Clint Eastwood.
Do you think...
Was Clint Eastwood in space? Am I missing a movie?
Yeah, it was called Space Cowboys. He was in a rocket. You didn't see that?
No, but I can
imagine
him with his like grimacing face behind the spaceman helmet.
It was Tommy Lee Jones,
James Garner.
So it was about old men in space.
Did you like how I just subtly compared myself to both Clint Eastwood and Jack Nicholson and got away with it? Nobody called me on it? You guys are very polite.
They're Canadian.
It's Canada Day.
It's Canada Day. Let me ride on that one.
Tom Cruise, is he much of an acting giant?
Yes, he's pretty huge. I interviewed Tom Cruise for this British magazine Arena last year.
Mm-hmm.
Not gay. And B, I don't know if you know this or not, but he seems to like Katie Holmes. I don't know if you guys, I'll bring a little news to Canada. Tom Cruise likes Katie Holmes.
Now, here's the thing. When you say not gay, because of course there have been all those gay rumors about Tom
Cruise.
When you're sitting down across from him, were you giving him a little Kevin Smith shoulder, seeing if he would bite?
I just flat out face landed in his lap. And guess what? Not
he was
gay.
Like, get away!
Yeah. He was like, I don't roll like that, son. And I was like, all right, just had to try. Neither do I, but whatever. You can't handle the truth, you know.
So, when you met, this was like a year and a half. This was before The Last Samurai came out.
Yes, it was right before The Last Samurai came out.
Because the last few weeks, you just see every time he goes on the air, on television, he just seems to unravel a little bit further.
He's committed to being in love, isn't he? That's what it is. The dude's in love, and he seems very committed to it. And it seems like people have been like, calm down. He's like, no way. I love her. Woo!
But it's also the stuff on psychiatry and stuff like that. Is this always...
Yeah, he's really become unleashed when it comes to Scientology.
Has this always been Tom Cruise, and we're just, because for the rest of us, it looks like he's just changed, like on a dime. Is this somebody he's always been and he's just showing it now?
When I sat down with him, he certainly did not jump up on the couch and pump his fist in the air, but you know, he would still talk about Scientology. He wasn't talking about being in love at that point. He was talking about being divorced at one point, but I mean, he seems enthusiastic about, you know, the chick he's with, which is nice. Good for Tom Cruise, right?
Yeah, it's weird, though, and I don't know whether it speaks poorly of us just as a culture.
As a jaded culture.
Everyone's just like,
he's crazy, he's lost it. It's like, nah, he just likes this girl an awful lot.
But it's weird, because we've talked about this before, isn't it? If there is a guy that, you know, you want guys to like you, but if a guy actually goes that far, it's like, oh, wait a minute, you like me too much.
That's the problem with you women. You're so fickle.
Well,
you know, it's just
are.
Like, you all talk about, like, I want a man who's committed to me, and then this dude gets up and he's like, I love her, and you guys are like, he's nuts. I wouldn't touch Tom Cruise with a 10-foot pole. Give me a dude who mistreats me, doesn't call, and hates my mother. And that's the dude I want. You guys want rebels. You don't want
his number.
Tom Cruise.
What's his name?
that dude.
Yeah.
the other thing, you know, with these high profile celebrity romances, when they start, you know, Ben went through this with Jennifer Lopez.
I didn't see where that segue was going, but now I do. Yeah, yes.
Okay. So you know, we're jaded and thinking, well, these things aren't going to last.
Right.
So.
But it's like, think about any relationship. You know, some pop, some don't. Some last a year, some last a lifetime, some last a week, and. Doing it in the public eye where everyone's kind of watching and whatnot, I think it makes it a little more difficult. You know, it's tough enough to have a relationship without everyone going like, he's gay, it ain't going to work, or like these two are obviously doing it for publicity. You add that factor in and you know, relationship could come crashing down pretty quickly.
When you were, because you've been such good friends with Ben Affleck and Matt Damon, you guys all kind of, and it's interesting how, you know, back in 94, when you first hit it big with Clerks, and you were all started to kind of come up, you know, within the last 10 years, which is really in Hollywood, in some ways it's fast, in some ways it's a long time.
Right. Longevity, that is, I mean, 10 years, you look around at some cats who popped like 10 years ago and see if they're still around.
Yeah.
Where's Carrot Top these days? Where's Pauly Shore? Remember, hey buddy, the weasel. You know, where's Pauly?
He's got a new show on TBS.
Where's Ed Burns? Remember the Brothers McMullen?
I know, when I
Where's
liked
Ed
him.
Burns?
I liked him.
Did you? Get out of here.
Okay, I'm done.
Absolutely nuts.
No, but the thing is, when, you know, you're married, so you don't have to deal with a lot of the stuff that, you know, that Ben has gone through. But
I'm also not gorgeous and cut from God's own wood like Ben, so I've never had to deal with that stuff at all. In the least. Ben, you know, women just throw themselves at Ben. Me, I'm just like, come on, please, give me a shot. I swear, I'm real good. I'm attentive.
I'm
you
nice.
Know what I mean? I'm nice.
No, but was he going through, like, the magazines? Does he pay attention to stuff like that? Does it?
I think it'd be kind of a lie for him to be like, oh, I never look at that stuff.
Sure.
I mean, you can't. When it inundates you from every angle, and it's not just gossip rags anymore, right? Mm-hmm. Now, like, New York Times will write a piece about somebody's relationship, you know? So it's coming at you from all ends. You can't pick up a piece of media without reading about yourself or something like that. You have to come across it sooner or later.
Mm-hmm.
And that has to affect you on some level.
Kevin Smith in studio with us this morning. He's filming the new movie Catch and Release. Also, his Q&A session is coming up. This tour is like sold out U.S. college campuses for the last several years.
Yes, it's, we've been pretty popular. You guys are from out in Ontario way, right?
Originally,
you know, Toronto?
Mm-hmm.
You know the Roy Thompson Hall? Big Opera House? Sold that thing out very quickly. But oddly enough, we still have tickets left for the Vancouver gig.
Because you keep slagging on our weather.
I know. A bunch of people are like, I'm going to see this guy.
The Vogue Theater is the place. July 9th. Tickets are on sale right now. Kevin Smith in
studio. Where are tickets on sale?
KevInTheVan.com.
There you go. You can't get them at Ticketmaster.
No?
No.
Keeping all the money yourself?
Heavens, yes.
Attaboy.
Give it to Ticketmaster out of their minds.
KevInTheVan.com for tickets to the Q&A session. Because it's Canada Day, and we know you're a big fan of the Canada.
Huge fan of the fabled Canadas.
We have been playing all week a contest called the Great American Canada Day Quiz. And if you got time, we got a break here for just a sec. But before we wrap up at 9 o'clock, we'll get you to play.
I would love to play.
Awesome. Kevin Smith and the
Will Great... Will I get some Zed dollars or whatever those are?
Zed cash.
Zed cash?
Yes. Available at a
Zed
store
near you. I want to accumulate 10,000 Zed cash and just... go nuts.
The president of the Canada Day Fan Club is in the studio with us this morning.
That'd be me.
Kevin Smith, filmmaker. He's going to be doing a Q&A session at the Vogue Theater July 9th. You can get tickets exclusively at kevinthevan.com.
All word. All one word.
All one word. Actually, you're going opposite your friend Alanis Morissette.
You know what?
She's
Which is ridiculous because
night.
I when I heard that she was coming to town, I called her up. Actually, I dropped her an email. And I was like, you know what? I want to go. Can I get tickets? She said, totally. We put you backstage. Then when we were organizing our gig, we were supposed to go July 16th, but I got to go to San Diego for the Comic-Con. So I was like, all right, just put it on the 9th, totally forgetting, spacing, that she was on the same night. Now I'm torn. I might not even want to go to my own Q&A. Because I could go across the street and watch Morissette, but whatever.
Quickly, we're going to do a Canada Day quiz with you in just a second, but just to give people an idea what the Q&A is, if they don't know, so it's you are answering questions on, like, everything?
Yeah, it's just basically, it's kind of, some people have described it like kind of aided stand-up, because basically it's just me standing up there, somebody asks a question, and I go off on, like, a 20-minute response.
Okay.
Which usually involves some kind of story. And there's a DVD out, and the story is called An Evening with Kevin Smith, which is 4 hours of me doing it at various colleges across the the country. Longest Q&A I've ever done, 7 hours. Just standing up there answering questions for 7 hours. I think this one will be in the neighborhood of 4 to 5 because we've got to get out of there at midnight.
You're like Kiefer Sutherland in 24. You never need a bathroom.
Right? I'm the Bruce Springsteen of Q&A. I keep going.
By the end, you're like, oh, come on, people, enough.
I mean, by the time you get to the questions like, which superhero do you like best, Batman or Superman, you know it's time to wrap up. Yeah.
KevInTheVan.com for tickets to the Q&A session July 9th at the Vogue Theater. Before we go, because we've been doing this all week, the Great American Canada Day quiz, where we've been calling down randomly to businesses across the USA to ask some Canadian trivia questions.
Right on.
See how much they know, and our listeners get to predict whether or not the American's going to get the question right.
Right on.
We thought we'd do a round with you.
Fire
question
it up.
Number one, Kevin Smith.
What are Canada's two official languages?
French and English.
Okay. Hey, look at you.
Come on, that's easy. Everything. You jar of peanut butter last
most.
Night. French and English.
Well, we've had answers such as American and Canadian.
Nice. Those are my country people. So our educational system is top notch.
Okay, what is a Saskatchewan?
What is a Saskatchewan? Somebody from Saskatchewan?
Well, that was kind of a trick question.
What is Saskatchewan? It's a province.
Yeah. Yes, there you go. Okay.
I thought you were saying what is a Saskatchewan?
Ninian. Whatever. We don't even
know. What's
really
a Newfie? Well, you got 10 minutes.
Know.
I'll try to explain.
Okay, two multiple choice to wrap it up. Who is Brian Orser? Is he A, figure skater, B, a member of the Tragically Hip, or C, the mayor of Igloo City?
Member of the Tragically Hip. I lost, didn't I?
Yeah.
Darn, two out of three, though. What is he?
He is a mayor of Igloo City.
What is Igloo City?
No, he's not. He's a figure skater.
He's a figure skater?
It's a bunch of squatters in Nat's backyard.
And that's what you call it, Igloo City?
Igloo City.
You attract hobos to it and whatnot? Come to Igloo City. He'll hook you up. And then you take their money, roll them, and bury them in shallow graves in the backyard.
And finally, which one of the following is an original Degrassi Junior High character name?
Oh, this is a no-brainer. I'm going to take this right home.
Is it A, Patches? B, Scabs, or C, Wheels?
That'd be C, Wheels.
Right. Attaboy.
Patches and Scabs.
They're
kind of Canadian.
City.
I mean, 3 out of 4.
You're doing
for
well.
For a dude who's not from, the upper, the true north, as they say.
Catch and Release is the movie Kevin's filming in town with Jennifer Garner on July 9th at the Vogue Theater. KevInTheVan.com. Safe travels. Enjoy
Thank you,
stay.
Sir. Thank you, ma'am.
Nat and Drew on Z95.3.